When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Michelle Kingston is a nurse at CUH and the INMO rep for the ED nurses there. And she joins me. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Good. When you break it down into that, it's 100 of you and your colleagues a week either threatened or assaulted every week.
Yeah. And, you know, it's I've been thinking about this and, you know, it happens so regularly that it becomes the norm, if that makes sense. You know, let it be verbal abuse. Now, physical abuse is one thing. Like, you know, you have the physical and verbal, you know, but it becomes the norm. You know, we're used to people, you know, talking to us like that and, you know, treating us like that. And not condoning it, but that's, when it's happening all the time.
Yeah. I remember, you know, a former colleague of yours, retired now, Mick Dineen. I brought a case to Mick Dineen's attention while there was actually one of your conferences on. And it emerged there that actually there had been four around the country in the same night as I brought this to Mick's attention. And he said to me then, that's a few years ago now, it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you been assaulted yourself, Michelle?
Have I been assaulted? I have been spat at. I've been verbally. I've been threatened. You know, and then you have the likes then, and which is, you know, you've got patients who with mental health issues who lash out. You know, like you've, and you can't restrain them or anything like that. Like, but you might get a wallop or something like that. But yeah, like, yes, verbally more so, you know, and there's the looks as well, you know, like it, people would look at you in a certain way. So a look, you know, like you can have a threatening look. Without saying anything,
who would spit at you? I mean, for God's sake, like, who does that?
You'd be surprised, you know. Like, you've got, like, and anybody, and you'd be quite surprised, actually, you know. And in all fairness, I know, like, sometimes I'll just say I'm in triage, and there's a very long wait and there's overcrowding and the whole lot. I do feel sorry, obviously, for the patients who are waiting outside to come in. And they like, and there's a, like, you know, a 24-hour wait, which there has been over the last few months, you know. But like, but what we don't expect or want is, you know, to get attacked because of it, you know. Again, it could be verbally, like if it's not the nurses, if it's not us, it's the clerical staff, you know. But, you know, like it's, but anybody, that's not what, there's not, you know, how will I say, like it's not your drunk person coming in on a Saturday night. Like it could be your, you know.
What I think you're saying to me, Michelle, reading between the lines is don't have this picture in your mind of someone who would assault verbally or physically a nurse or a doctor. Don't have that picture in your mind because it applies across the board.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. And like, even over the phone, you know, like you get, like, I don't know, crikey, like the amount of times, you know, people, like if Oh, they could be giving out, actually. You know, but what the good one is that, you know, my son, he's waiting there since, let's say, 4 o'clock today, you know, ringing the nurse's station, and her son would be outside waiting to be seen. Her son of 30, you know, not a child, but an adult. You know, they're the kind of phone calls we get. You know, parents ringing about their adult children who are waiting outside, you know, and get abused that way. So therefore, then you're not inclined to want to answer phones, because you don't like, you know, but because of COVID, we, you know, it's not that we had to, of course, you pick it up, like, because of, you know, relatives, you know, inquiring about their loved ones. Mm. But, you know, you did, like, when the public got back, like, you know, after COVID, well, not saying after COVID, after the third surge and whatever, and the public were coming back in again, that's when, you know, like, that's when it all started up again. Like, mm-hmm. It's not that it went away, it didn't go away because of COVID, you know. It's like, I mean, like, the figures for, what was it, 2018, there was 948 nurses assaulted. Oh. And in 2020, 726. That's wow. Nurses now. That's excluding, you know, clerical or HCAs, anything like that, you know.
Has it gotten worse during the pandemic?
Yeah, I think so. And it has, because there is a different expectation now as well. Like, yeah. The public, there is an expectation from the public that, you know, I pay my taxes, I'm entitled to this.
Oh, they,
you
don't know, do that, do they still?
You know?
But there's a difference between being assertive, which everyone needs to be able to assert what they need, and being aggressive. Mm. It's a fine line, and some people don't know where that line is.
Absolutely. As I'm talking about this yesterday, like, you know, there's the amount of passive aggressive people who speak to us, and they think they're being assertive. They're not, you know. And like, it's, you know, and I have, and, you know, and like, at all times, all most nurses, and like, I can't say all nurses, you know, we have to be, you know, keep a calm head, you know, and take the abuse per se, really, you know what I mean? Mm. You can't argue back, you know. No, I guess security, like, you know, and like, but they've got, like, since after COVID now as well, especially because, like, our waiting times have got worse, for, like, because of COVID, plus the public being allowed in, you know, well, when I say allowed in, like, there's no lockdown.
Yeah.
So, like, that made such a difference, a huge difference.
Michelle, you know, briefly, before I let you go, whose job is it to sort this out for you guys? I think the public has a sense of as a responsibility to be kind and decent here. But whose job is it to fix this for you?
Well, it's. I suppose it's like our security in COH. Like, they're brilliant. They are, you know, and like, they're doing the best they can do. And like, whose job is it? Like, it's up. May the public really just have to understand. There's an understanding, you know, and like, it's up to everybody. To sort this out. You know, but maybe it's a case of tougher measures, and, you know, bringing in more security, and, you know, and getting people off the premises, you know, and being more strict that way, you know. Yeah. But I think it's up to everybody just to be mindful, you know, and like, the word kind, as I always try to, you know, being kind to people.
Where's all this kindness we're talking about? Michelle, I'm out of time, but thank you for being with us on The Opinion Line. Michelle Kingston, nurse at the COH, and the INMO rep for the ED nurses there.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.